Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a jungle top loop in Ableton Live 12 that feels like a worn-out VHS rave tape coming back to life. Think grainy motion, broken rhythm, a little instability, and that old-school jungle attitude sitting right on top of the kick, snare, and sub without stepping on them. This is not just percussion decoration. In drum and bass, the top loop is the motion layer. It's what gives the track shuffle, tension, stereo movement, and that slightly damaged energy that makes the whole record feel alive. So our goal here is to make something crunchy, lo-fi, and rhythmic, but still clean enough to work in a modern mix. We're going to build a two-bar loop using stock devices, some chopped break material, a few texture layers, and then we'll process it so it feels like memory, tape, and late-night warehouse pressure all at once. First, set your project tempo somewhere between 170 and 174 BPM. If you want that classic jungle speed, 170 to 172 is a nice pocket. If you want a more modern drum and bass feel, go straight to 174. Then create a 2-bar MIDI clip on a drum or percussion group. 2-bar phrasing is important here, because jungle loops need to breathe. If you only think in 1-bar, things can start feeling mechanical really fast. Let's start with the core top layer. Hats and shakers. This is the layer that gives us the basic forward motion. You can build it in a drum rack with a closed hat, a shaker, maybe a ride or tambourine, and a small percussion hit like a rim or click. Keep the rhythm simple at first. Use 16th note energy, but do not make it robotic. A good trick is to place the closed hat on offbeats, then let the shaker fill the spaces with a little syncopation. Add a few tiny accents at the ends of phrases, and vary velocity on almost every hit. That tiny velocity movement matters a lot. We want this to feel played, not stamped out. On that hat and shaker chain, start shaping the sound right away. Use EQ8 and high pass the low end somewhere around 250 to 400 Hz. Then add a little saturator, maybe just 1 to 3 dB of drive, with soft clip on. If you want a bit more punch and glue, a very light drum bus can help too. Then use utility, if you need to narrow or widen the stereo image. A good rule here is short decay on hats and a slightly longer decay on shakers. Hats should be sharp and quick. Shakers should feel like they're moving air. And don't forget the human side of it. Jungle top loops are never completely perfect. If everything lands exactly on the grid, the loop can lose that old rave pulse. A little inconsistency is part of the vibe. Now let's bring in the real jungle character, a chopped break derived top layer. This is where the loop starts sounding like jungle instead of just a hat pattern. Drag a break sample into simpler, switch to slice mode, and slice by transient if the break is dynamic, or by 1/8 notes if you want more control. Then trigger those slices from MIDI. Now you can program tiny break fragments, ghost taps, hat hits, and little edit stutters. This is where the VHS rave color really starts showing up. Try repeating a 1/16 slice twice for a stutter. Place a ghost chop just before a main hit. Use 1 bar that's a little denser and 1 bar that's a little more open. And if a slice needs to feel slightly late, push it back by ear instead of forcing it perfectly on the grid. On this break top layer, keep the processing focused. EQ8 first. High pass around 180 to 300 Hz. If it gets harsh, carve a little around 2.5 to 4 kHz. Then try drum bus with moderate drive and just a touch of crunch. If you want more grime, add redux very subtly, or erosion if you want texture and edge without killing the rhythm. A little auto filter can help with movement, and a glue compressor can bring the whole thing together with just a couple dB of gain reduction. One important teacher note here, if the break feels too clean, degrade it before you EQ it. That way the grit stays musical instead of turning into mud. Now we need the VHS rave color layer. This is the ghost in the machine. It's not the main rhythm. It's the atmospheric detail that makes everything feel like a memory of a rave tape. For this, you can use a reversed cymbal, a noise burst, a detuned percussion hit, or even a bit of room tone or vinyl hiss. Run it through simpler or sampler, then try a very subtle frequency shifter, a little auto pan for movement, some redux for low bit character, and a short reverb with a high cut so it doesn't wash out the whole mix. Keep the reverb short, maybe around 0.4 to 1.2 seconds. High kite somewhere around 7 to 10 kHz. On the frequency shifter, only move a few hertz if you want that unstable tape feel. And with auto pan, synced rates like half note or 1 bar can create motion without making the texture seasick. This layer should feel like a ghost drifting behind the rhythm, not a lead sound. Next, let's talk about swing and microtiming, because this is where the groove becomes alive. In Ableton Live 12, open the groove pool and try a subtle swing template, something light and classic. Apply that groove mostly to the hats and break slices, not so much to the kick and snare foundation. A good range is around 10 to 25% groove amount. You want enough swing to create push and pull, but not so much that the loop starts dragging. A great top loop often has a mix of tight anchor hits and slightly delayed filler hits. That contrast is what creates motion. If everything swings too much, the groove can become lazy instead of driving. Now shape the transient and brightness. A top loop needs energy, but not pain. Use EQ8 to remove any low rumble below 150 to 300 Hz. Watch out for harshness in the 6 to 9 kHz area, especially if your hats or shakers are sharp. If the loop needs more bite, you can carefully boost a little around 4 to 7 kHz, but do it sparingly. If the loop is too bright, try a gentle low pass with auto filter, or cut a narrow resonant band if there's a nasty fizz. If it's too dull, add a small shelf around 8 to 10 kHz, or use a bit of saturation to bring out the upper harmonics. You can also layer in a brighter shaker, but keep it quiet. We're aiming for character, not white noise overload. And that leads into one of the biggest mistakes people make, overcrowding the top end. Too many hats, rides, shakers, and brake slices can turn the whole thing into static. Every layer needs a job. If it doesn't add a rhythmic roll, mute it. Another common issue is making it too clean. Jungle top loops are supposed to have a little age on them. If it sounds polished but sterile, add some subtle degradation, a little saturation, or gentle modulation. We're chasing that VHS texture, not hi-fi perfection. Let's add some movement with automation. A static loop gets old quickly, especially in a drum and bass arrangement. Automate filter cutoff, reverb send, redux bit depth, auto pan amount, and the mute or unmute of certain break hits over 4 or 8 bars. Small changes go a long way. A strong arrangement idea is to think in 8-bar cycles. For bars 1 through 4, run the full loop. For bars 5 and 6, thin out the hats and lean more on texture. Bar 7 can have a fill or stutter. Then bar 8 can open the filter or add a riser into the next phrase. That way the loop feels like it's evolving inside the rave tape, not just repeating. Now let's make sure the loop sits properly with the rest of the track. The top layer should not fight the snare, the kick transient, the sub, or the mid-bass rhythm. Most of the energy should live above roughly 250 Hz. Be careful around 2 to 5 kHz if the snare already has presence there. And always clean up low mids on percussion so the bass has room to breathe. A really useful move is to route all top percussion to a group and put EQ8, glue compressor, saturator, and maybe drum bus on the bus. That gives the loop one unified identity instead of a pile of unrelated sounds. Once the main loop is working, make it behave like a producer made it, not a machine. Add variation. Drop one hi-hat hit every 2 bars. Swap a shaker for a rim. Add a 1-beat fill at the end of every 4 bars. Reverse a single hit into the downbeat, or bring in a secondary pattern in the second half of the phrase. The goal is to keep the listener engaged without making the loop feel busy for the sake of being busy. A strong workflow is to make a few versions of the loop: a main version, a busier drop version, a thinned intro version, and a fill version. That gives you arrangement control later and helps the track feel like a real tune, not just a loop pasted across the timeline. Here's a smart extra move: treat the top loop like a conversation with the break, not a replacement for it. If the break chop is doing the heavy rhythmic lifting, let the hats and shakers act as glue and motion. Also watch phase and transient density. If two short percussion layers hit in the same micro slot, one of them should usually be softer, darker, or slightly late. That tiny decision can make the groove much clearer. Think in foreground, midround, and background layers. Foreground is your bright, readable ticks and hats. Midground is the chopped break fragment. Background is hiss, room noise, and reverse tails. If you balance those three zones well, the top loop will feel deep instead of cluttered. A good test is to listen at low volume. If the loop still feels alive when it's quiet, the groove is strong. If it only works loud, it's probably over-furnished. For a more advanced move, alternate the rhythmic grid. Put hats on straight 16 THS, shaker on light swing, and brake slices on 1/8 or triplet placements. That mismatch creates a slightly unsteady reel-to-reel feeling, without falling apart. You can also build a call-and-response top loop. Make one phrase brighter and denser, then another thinner and more syncopated. Alternate them every bar or every 2 bars, and suddenly the loop feels like it's talking back to itself. Another great trick is controlled asymmetry. Make bar 1 and bar 2 related, but not identical. Add one extra ghost hit in bar 2. Remove one hat in bar 1. Shift a single accent a little later in bar 2. The listener hears development even though the loop still feels familiar. If you want a more dramatic fill without actually adding more notes, try a negative space fill. Instead of packing in extra hits, remove a cluster of hits for a beat, then slam the full pattern back in. In a dense DNB track, that dropout can feel way stronger than a busy drum fill. For more texture, you can duplicate the whole loop and make a ghost double. High pass the duplicate more aggressively, lower it a few dB, offset it slightly in time, and saturate it differently. That can create a smeared, chorus-like top texture that feels like two tape machines drifting together. If you want a custom VHS noise layer, build it from white noise, a lightly filtered cymbal tail, maybe a bit of vinyl crackle or room hiss, and tiny pitch wobble. Filter it, shift it very slightly, saturate it a touch, and keep it narrow if it gets too wide. This layer should be barely audible on its own, but when the full track plays, it gives everything age and atmosphere.